Where the Spirit of Yahweh is, there is liberty. We need that anointing to worship our Father in spirit and in truth. I do want to directly go into this message on tonight. I pray and hoping that Yahweh may open up our understanding to the simplicity of His truth, and that we may know what Scripture say, and not according to man's philosophy, his thoughts, but the simplicity of Scripture and what Scripture says. Because all Scripture is given by the inspiration of Almighty Yahweh. I want to emphasize tonight what is the administration of the Kodush Ruah, of the Holy Spirit. What is that administration of the Spirit? Now, you go to all kinds of gatherings, and you will find those that will shake themselves in contortions with their bodies, and their mouths are twisted and foaming out of their mouths. Yet they will say that that is the identity of the Spirit of Yahweh. You will find those that are very dignified and solemn in their assemblies, very arrogant and haughty. Yet they will say this is the administration of the Spirit of Yahweh. You will find those that everything is based upon a tongue or some gibberish jabbering. And they will say that is the Spirit of Yahweh. You will find those that and all of their grotesque sounds of beasts and animals, and sounds that are not even clean, they will say that that is the administration of the Spirit. Now, I do not believe that Messiah prayed unto the Father that He would impart into us the Comforter simply to perform these kind of ignorant responsibilities. No, I believe that the Spirit of Yahweh will speak in an unknown language or a tongue that cannot be understood by man, because the Spirit must identify its residency once it is imparted into a man's soul or a person's heart. But there is a profound administration of the Spirit of Yahweh. It is nothing like the charismatics call it, or the Pentecostals, or the holiness movement, but there is a profound administration of the Spirit. We have not seen the power and that unction of the Spirit. I know men say they have, like it was on the day of Pentecost, when it was poured out, it set upon them with mighty cloven tongues. And they began to utter the language of Almighty Yahweh that men from every part of the world at that time, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, men of Mesopotamia, they heard the wonderful words of Yahweh in their own tongue and their own language. They knew that that witness of Messiah was true. Because He said, when the Spirit shall come, He will testify of Me. And so they knew that this profound utterance that was coming from these men and those that were assembled in that upper room, they knew that there was a profound witness to this witness that had come to witness unto us whom the Father is. And Messiah is that testimony and that witness of the great anointing and the power of Almighty Yahweh. We have today this kind of physical gyration and these physical manifestations that never produce anything at all. Yet we contribute that to the Spirit of Yahweh. It is not Yahweh's Spirit. It is a ghost and a deceived spirit, but it's not the anointing of Almighty Yahweh. Because of tradition, men will reject this kind of preaching, because they are associated with things that are simply carnal and fleshly, and something that they can relate to with their natural physical eyes. Now, the Spirit of Yahweh, it has an administration. It has an office, a duty, and a responsibility. And it must manifest in the assembly, the congregation of Yahweh. It must do that. It is not in these movements and these sounds that come out that are so far-fetched that there is no power at all. Messiah said afterwards, when the Spirit of Yahweh come upon you, first of all, ye shall receive power. Ye shall be a witness unto me in Judea, your Judea, Judea, Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the world. You shall be a mighty witness unto me that this testimony that I stand for, it represents the Father. Because the Father, he said, was equal to him. He said, the Father is greater than him. The Father is greater than me. I come to do the will of my Father because he is greater. Don't think it's robbery because I and the Father and I, we have the same status. That's what he said. And they do have the same status. He is the truth of the profound truth. He is the witness of the profound truth of Almighty Yahweh. I first of all want to identify the spirit that men call today. They call it the Holy Spirit. And if he's identified, or this spirit is identified in Scripture, we must understand the function, the attitude, the movement, the power of the Spirit. Not because of some tradition that we have learned. We must understand what Scripture says. I want to begin reading from Scripture. Luke chapter 1 verse 67. Lucas 1:67. And this was after Zacharias, when the command was given unto him that there shall be a seed that shall go before the mighty one of Israel, Messiah. Ye shall call his name Yochanan. And when Zacharias began to rebel against that, his mouth was sealed until afterwards. This profound one was delivered from the belly of the body of his mother. And Scripture says in Luke chapter 1 verse 67, and Yochanan and his father Zacharias was filled with the Kudosh, or the Holy Spirit, and he began to prophesy. Now that is one thing that is missing today, the prophesying of the Spirit. Now I want to get into the depth of the administration of the Spirit. And the Spirit of Yahweh has an administration. It has entity, and it has a power that must function in the midst of the assembly and the congregation. He was filled with the Spirit of Yahweh. He began to prophesy. He began to speak with the authority of Almighty Yahweh. Now, when one possesses that Spirit of Yahweh, he will begin to speak with that authority. He will begin to understand the truth of Scripture, because it is one thing that the Spirit cannot do. It cannot lead us into a lie. It cannot do that. It leads us into all truth. Now we have strayed because we have literally grieved the Spirit. We have not been empowered by the Spirit. And so with our own determination, we have been deceived in many facets of the spiritual walk. Now we can say we haven't, but we have. There are things that we have done that were not right. It was not delivered unto us by the Spirit. It was not delivered unto us by the power of Yahweh's revelation. We simply walk in the path of tradition. We believe that it was right. In all of our ignorance, we perceive that it was right, and it was not right. Zechariah felt like that there was a lineage. Elizabeth felt like there was a lineage to the name of this child, and that name, Yochanan, was not in the lineage of the chronological sequences of the names that are given unto this house. It seemed right, but it was wrong. Because this one had a command and a commission that he had to be separated from all physical attachments, and he had to be led by the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh. He had to be sent by the Spirit. He had to be led by the Spirit. And it was the Spirit in the last hours of his life that comforted him that the works that you have done, that they are finished. He must increase and I must decrease. And that is where the Spirit of Yahweh will lead us to. That the profoundness of Messiah and the power of that light that he walked in will increase in us. Not darkness. Not the strength of the flesh, but the power which is the truth and the understanding of the will of Yahweh. Now that is why men don't have power today. We don't understand the will of the Father. We don't understand the truth of the Father. So there is no power to resist the forces of hell. So we find ourselves walking contrary to what Yahweh commands us to do. You must be filled with the Spirit in this hour. If you have not the Spirit of Yahweh, then you are none of His. And the Spirit of Yahweh doesn't act like some beastly thing. It doesn't make these beastly sounds and these groanings that are so eerie. I believe that the Spirit speaks in groanings and moanings that cannot even be uttered, and it speaks to the Father. But not this beastly sounds like dogs and beasts of the field. It is not your way. Not this gibberish jabbering, this speech that is not even coherent. I believe tongues are coherent. I believe the language of Yahweh is coherent. We may not understand it. The Spirit of Yahweh is not some ignorant thing. So we'll speak in a coherent voice. It will. It is understood by the Father. Is that the most important thing of the Spirit? Not so, my friend. There are those that base everything on a tongue or an utterance of a tongue. But the manifestation or the administration of the Spirit of Yahweh is much greater than that. That is only a part of the whole. And you need every part of the whole for the power to exercise in the midst of the congregation. And without the whole, then you really have nothing. We simply have a people today that come together, assemble themselves, sit down, and they go back to the same old drudgery of sin. They fall into the same pit, the same snares. The Spirit of Yahweh will never lead you to a snare. It leads you to the truth of whom the Father is. Messiah says in Lucas chapter 11, verse 13, he says this, Lucas 11:13, if ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit unto them that ask? Is that what Scripture says? So who gives the Spirit unto us? It is the Father. If we being evil know how to give appropriate gifts unto our children, and we be the sons of Yahweh, we are the sons of Yahweh, then how much more shall He give unto us the Spirit if we simply ask? Now, the only way you're going to ask, you must have that pure intent in the heart, and the motive of the heart must be pure. It must be clean. It cannot be a false motive, but it must be pure and it must be clean. And we must pray in the Spirit or in the knowledge as to what we are asking for. We know the great significance of the Spirit of Yahweh. It is vitally important in this hour that you know that you have the Spirit. Something is drastically wrong when everyone say they have the Spirit and everyone is diametrically opposed to one another. There is the oneness of ECOD of Scripture. Now whatsoever. There's such a divergent of what is ought to be the revelation of Scripture. And yet there is no consensus on Scripture. And that ought not to be. Is it truly the Spirit? It's either that this book that we hold, it has validity, or it is a total fabrication. And that's it. Because if the Spirit of Yahweh, and Yahweh is a Spirit, and that's why we must move into that realm to understand the worship of the Father. Unless our hearts are circumcised, we will never move to the place of truly worshiping the Father. For Shaul said, we are of the circumcision who worship Yahweh. And he said, we rejoice in Yahshua Messiah, and that we have no confidence at all in our flesh. And so in order to get into that realm of the Spirit, to worship the Father, then you must have the Spirit that identifies who the Father is. You can't. And you can't identify Him with all kinds of sounds and gyrations of your body. That is not of Yahweh. That is a deceased spirit. It is not of the Father. It is not what Yahweh births in one by the Spirit. Tradition births these things. That is what births these things. Tradition, but not the Spirit. So Yahweh knows how to give the gift, and that is the Kodosh Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh, unto those that truly ask. And we don't ask in amiss. We don't ask doubting. We know that this is the pleasure of the Father to give unto us the Spirit. That we may be led by Him, because the Spirit never testify of the Spirit, but it testify of the one that sent Him. And so the witness is that Messiah has sent me, because this was the prayer unto the Father. That you receive this profound unction, and that you be led by the Spirit. Yokohama tells us in chapter 7, verse 37, John 7:37. It says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Yeshua stood and he cried, saying, if any man thirst, he said, let him come after me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Verse 39. But he spoke of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. Why must we believe on him? Because he is the witness of the Father. And without that witness of the Father, we have no truth of the validity whom the Father is. You must believe that he is the witness of Almighty Yahweh. He testified of the Father. And by that testimony, he will pray to the Father, and the Father shall pour out unto you the Spirit. You shall be filled, because you will know how to ask. You will obey the Father in all things. Messiah learned obedience by the things that he suffered, and he knew how to submit himself unto the will of Almighty Yahweh. He said, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Yeshua was not yet honored or exalted, lifted up. He was not yet honored. He had not yet fulfilled the manifestation and purpose that Yahweh had sent him to do. So there was no great outpouring of the Spirit. Zacharias had received the Kodesh Ruach, the Spirit, but there was no manifestation of the great outpouring of the Spirit. I don't know of any place whereby the Spirit has been poured out in the magnitude with great visibility of power, like it was on the Pentecost. Men say that Azusa Street was a great outpouring of the Spirit, and that was the case. Those men that left that assembly, Peter, Bartholomew, Thaddeus, Yokohana, Thomas, they went forth into all the world, and they declared the great mystery of the power of Almighty Yahweh. And there was no division amongst the brother. Now, there were things that brought schisms among the brothers, but there was no division in the message that they preached. It was one. It was one message of one hope. And that is the only message that the Spirit of Yahweh will witness to. It doesn't witness to these things that we have perceived. Is the Spirit of Yahweh. It is not the Spirit, saints. We must cleanse ourselves from these filthy things of the flesh and the Spirit. And must begin to perfect holiness in the fear of Almighty Yahweh. So you don't believe in tongues, Pastor Robert? Certainly, I believe in tongues. But there is a great diversity to the manifestation and the gift of the Spirit. There are those that harp on simply that aspect. They tell them to come before the congregation. Lay your tongue back in your mouth like you're drinking water. And you have received the Spirit. That is not how the Spirit of Yahweh comes. That is a false spirit that has been received. And they all do that. They will tell you, lay your tongue back, say, la 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 blah 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 blah. That is not the Spirit of Yahweh. You do not teach the Spirit. You cannot instruct the Spirit. It is not the position of your tongue when the Spirit comes. The first position of your tongue, it ought to be rooted out and destroyed. Because it is a deceitful thing. And that is the thing that they are using to deceive many. Just move your tongue, wiggle it around. And that is the Spirit, not soul. It is not the Spirit. And that has been the false anointing that has gone forth in this hour. And men literally think that it is the Spirit of Yahweh. It is false. It is false. It is not Yahweh's Spirit. It is not. Because if it is, then what Scripture says about it, then this is wrong. Well, that manifestation is wrong. I believe the manifestation that we have been taught and we have learned is wrong. I believe the scripture is right. And it will show us how to receive the Spirit. It tells us the Father is good. So He knows how to give good gifts unto His children. If we ask for the Spirit of Yahweh, He will give that unto us. He goes on to say in the 14th chapter, verse 25, Yohanan, John 14, 25, Messiah said, there were things that I spoke unto you, being yet present with you. He says in verse 26, Yohanan 14, 26, He said, but I want to tell you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom He said, the Father will send in my name. I am the one that can pray in that authority, and the Father shall send that anointing. He said, the Father shall send the Spirit in my name, and the Spirit He shall teach you some things. He shall teach you partial things. He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said and to you. It will make you to be mindful, to stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance, all the things that I have spoken unto you. Now that is why we must have spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit of Yahweh says. And when Yahweh speaks to us, and when the Spirit witnesses that truth, we will not lose that truth that He imparts into us. Yahweh does not send out His word for it to return unto Him void. He doesn't. He has not chosen the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe, for it to be a vain thing. He has not done that, brothers and sisters. He has not left us alone that we would not be comforted. That is why the Spirit will speak to us and tell us this is of the Father. The Son did not bear this witness in that body. Reject that. That is what the Spirit does. It does not cause us to act unseemly. It does not cause us to jump around because we get some kind of jungle beat by some drums and we get into this frenzied motion. That is not the Spirit. We have been taught that, but that is not the Spirit. And so they gather in their houses of illusion and they literally tell you that is the Spirit. It is not the Spirit. You can take a fool to do that. They do them in every kind of whorehouse in this nation. They gather their bodies in gyration. They move in these gyrations with their bodies. That is not the Spirit. The Spirit teaches us. It leads us into all truth. It reproves the world of sin. It shows us our sins. It brings us to repentance. It shows us the fallacies in us that we will not grieve the Father by holding on to these idle things which produce death, but that we will be led by the Spirit into the presence of Almighty Yahweh to truly worship Him in the power of that Spirit, because the Spirit is truth. We can't worship Him without the Spirit. That's why we have such falseness today in our religious circus. That's why there is no sincere manifestation of His power in whatsoever. It's not visible today. It can't be seen, it can't be discerned, because many have not the Spirit of Yahweh. They simply do not have the Spirit. He says in verse 27, peace I leave unto you, and my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard I said that I go, you have heard how I said unto you, I go away. Verse 28. He said, and come again unto you. If ye love me, you will rejoice because I said, I go unto the Father. Is that what he said? He was telling us he was going unto the Father. He said, I go unto the Father. Unto Yahweh. The mighty El. And Yahweh is the mighty El. He is the mighty one. He said, I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I. Now that's what he says. He said, my Father is greater than I. I'm going unto the Father. So I must impart these things into you. So when the Spirit comes, you will know, because you haven't seen the Father no more than you're seeing me. And I am the power of the Father in this earthly clay vessel. And you will retain those things that I've taught you of the Father. You will know that it is the truth, because the witness that the Spirit would bear forth in your heart, it will let you know that I am the one that have come in the Father's name, in the Father's authority, in the Father's might, in the Father's truth. And you will know that. And that is why you need the Spirit. That's why you need that infilling of the Spirit of Yahweh, that you will know what is of Him and what is not of Him. And then in the 20th chapter, the same verse, it says, verse 22, the 20th chapter, verse 22. After His great resurrection from the power of the grave, it says, when He had said this, Scripture says, He breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Did they receive the Spirit? Sure, they received the Spirit. There's no evidence whereby they began to speak in tongues when they received the Spirit of Yahweh. None in that instant. They received the Spirit. They had to have that anointing to go on into Jerusalem, into the higher place, to receive the greater anointing. And that is why we're going to have the Spirit to receive this great outpouring and the anointing of this latter rain that shall be poured out upon the face of the earth. And those that do not have the Spirit will not be able to comprehend the depth and the breadth of Yahweh. That's why men can't comprehend Him today. They can only comprehend Him by some kind of religious order, or some kind of religious dictates, but not according to what His truth says. So He breathed on them, they received the Spirit, and they went all into Jerusalem, and they tarried there in the upper room 10 days. Until the mighty outpouring of the Spirit was manifest, that the world would know that this witness of this man, Messiah, witness of the great truth that would be poured out of the Father. And the Spirit was poured out. And it set on them with the power of cloven tongues. Tongues. That they began to speak in the language of Almighty Yahweh. It defied all flesh. It defied the control and the power of flesh. Now, do our flesh control what we call the Spirit today? You answer that in your own hearts. Are you controlled by the externals or the internal thing? It should not be internal things, it should be internal thing. Because the manifestation of the Spirit, of the power of the Spirit, it is complete. Because His witness is true. And there's only one witness that the Spirit of Yahweh witnessed to, and that is the hope of Yahshua Messiah. That Yahweh has sent His begotten to redeem us and to give us assurance of this great hope. And the Spirit comforts you in that hope. Not many that today that are comforted. We don't have much comforting today. We don't take much comfort in Scripture today. We take comfort in our own physical and fleshly arousement. That's what we take comfort in. But not in what Scripture says. So let us move on, because there's some vital that I want to show us tonight in this administration of the Spirit. Now, I know I will not finish this tonight, but at other times I will conclude this or go into further depth. I will never conclude it, because the works that the Spirit of Yahweh manifests unto us, they will never be finished until it's all finished. And so it all must be finished, and we are growing closer to that hour whereby we must, without any doubt, it must be all certainty that we have the Spirit. And we will know we have the Spirit by the power of that administration of the Spirit that the Scripture talks about. And it must be according to what Scripture says. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. The Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 1, verse 4. It said, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart out of Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of who? Of who? They had to wait for the promise of Yahweh, which said He, ye have heard of me. Verse 5. It says, for Yohanan truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. And they were all baptized, but the hence of the Spirit being out poured out unto them, it had not come in the power of that manifestation. And Yahweh concentrated that Spirit in that little town of Jerusalem that day. that the witness would be so profound. Do you hear that? That the witness of the Spirit will be so profound that the whole world will know and hear of this great power that will reveal and made known in the body of believers. And it aroused everyone. The whole world was aroused at the outpouring of that great power of Almighty Yahweh. They had men there from every place from the world, from every country, Parthians, Medes, all kinds, men of Mesopotamia, men of Cyrene, they were from every nation. And they heard the wonderful word of hope, Yahweh, in their own language. He said, and they all heard the, how do we hear the wonderful word of Yahweh in our own language? And that was the mighty manifestation of tongues. And those tongues were spoken by the Spirit, that men heard them speak. And although they were Galatians, as they said, they heard them speak the wonderful word of Yahweh in their own language. So we have been taught that you just lay your tongue back and go, that's the Spirit. Lies. Lies. It opens the door for every kind of deceiving spirit that we have been bombarded with. That is not the Spirit. It is not the Spirit. It is not the Spirit. It's a false deception. It's a lie from hell. That's what it is. You don't have to do that. That is not the Spirit. Lies. So what did anyone say? Lie. From the pit of hell. That's why, y'all, we must lay the judgment plumb line in the assembly first. We have allowed the Satan of Shaitan to be assembled in the midst of the house. We have not cast out those things and cast out those things that ought to be cast out. We have given them credence and a power of play in the midst, and it ought not to be. It's either that is the mighty power of the Spirit, or what is in Scripture is the mighty power. Now, which one is it? There's nowhere in Scripture where they did that. You can't show me nowhere where they acted like that. Oh, I know what they said, that these men are drunk with wine. And Cephas stood up in a mighty powerful way. These men are not drunk as ye suppose. But this is what Scripture said would happen. I know the Spirit will come because Scripture tells me that. The prophets prophesied of it. Joel prophesied of this mighty outpouring of the Spirit of Yahweh. And so I know it is Scriptural truth. But yet there is an administration of the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh. Look quickly at verse 8 of the same chapter. You can go back and read everything in text that I'm telling you. And you will see the conclusion of this issue that I want to show us tonight. He says in verse 8, Messiah speaking here, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, either that is a lie, or it is the truth. A witness is a profound testimony of that truth. It's either that they left with a profound witness, or they did not. What Messiah said was a total fabrication, or it is the truth. Now, we receive the Spirit of Yahweh, we shall be witnesses of Almighty Yahweh. We shall witness of this profound hope that is in Messiah, as we witness unto those that he has called, those that he has elected. He has not given every man the ear to receive and to perceive truth. He has not given every man the eyes or the ability to discern truth. He has not given that. Yahweh hasn't. And every man, not all men, possess that power to discern and to understand the truths of Almighty Yahweh. We shall receive power. Now, everyone talks about that, but yet there is no manifestation of power. There's no authority of the witness of the truth in their hearts because their hearts are far from truth and they don't live the truth. Their lives are full of skeletons and deception. We have the power. You call that the power? Yeah. That's not the power. That's foolishness. I don't care if you all don't concur with me. It is the truth. It is the truth. That's not the power of your way. That's not the power. That's a great witness in our souls. That we're willing to live or die. You willing to die for that? I'm not willing to die for that. I'm not going to die to protect that, what I just did. We're set for defense of the message of Messiah. That he came to witness of the Father. And that witness is true. And I believe the witness. I believe that is true. It says in the second chapter, verse 3, I want to go around this order just so you can understand a brief historical or a brief spiritual historical understanding of the mighty moving of the Spirit. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue like as a fire, and it sat upon some of them, it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues or with other tongues or other languages as who? The Spirit gave them utterance or the ability to talk. The Spirit gave them utterance. You don't teach the Spirit how to utter. You don't tell someone to fold their tongue back and receive it. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. You got it. Come on, come on, come on. That's not what Scripture says. If we are the sons of Yahweh, we ask He will give us the gift of the Spirit. There was one thing that Evangelist Horn would always say to us. We simply ask. He will pour out that anointing. It will not be some stupefied spirit. This is what they call the Spirit today. It is a stupefied manifestation of a fleshly carnal spirit. The Spirit of Yahweh has a tremendous administration in the body. And it brings forth gifts and powers of gifts in the midst. Ask yourself, what is my gift? That is right. And men say they have the Spirit, but what is the power of the gift? Where is the gift? He did not leave us comfortless. He did not leave us to the wolves. He did not leave us to the surgeons and men cutting on our bodies that are corrupt, vile men. He did not do that. He left us to the administration of the Spirit. And He would dwell in us, and that would give us the assurance of this profound witness of Messiah, that the hope is from the Father, the everlasting Father. And we don't have to be lonely or think that we are left to ourselves. And so the Spirit of Yahweh will give us the utterance of the tongue. I believe there are tongues of Melechim. I believe there are tongues of Cherubim. But I'm telling you, I'd rather speak 5 words that can be understood than 1,000 tongues. I'd rather man of Yahweh to come up here and speak words that will convince my soul that I am in need of the hope of Messiah, than for Him to get up before me and go, Ro sat lebakarabokuksheteya, yo ro satabokumro, yedevelabakara. And we act when all of this movement and all of this energy that is poured out, and yet there is no power of revelation to sustain us in the battle. And we battle against darkness, nothing at all. I'd rather Him preach a word of truth. Submit yourself under the mighty hand of your almighty Yahweh. And resist the powers of hell. That's what you do. And the enemy shall flee. Resist the devil. Give me a word of hope. That's what I'd rather have. All of those tongues have never manifested any power at all. It has never produced nothing. Well, I pray in tongues. I'm talking to the Father. Nothing wrong with that. Pray in tongues. And talk to the Father. But when I pray in tongues, I want some prophecy too. I want Him to speak to me that I am assured of what my soul is needed or in need of. We just got to learn the thing right. That's all. What's wrong with that? He says in the 32nd chapter, the same verse. This is Kephar Peter. Acts 2:32. He said, this Yahshua hath Yahweh raised up. Now this is the one who raised Him up, the Father. Yahweh raised up Messiah. Wherefore we are all witnesses. Therefore being by the right hand of Yahweh exalted, and having received of the Father the promise, we have received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit. He has shed forth this which you now see and you hear. The one that raised up Messiah, the witness that we witness of, what you see is the mighty power and the Spirit of Yahweh being manifest in the midst of you. Not only do you hear it, but you see the mighty power. You see the miracles and the mighty works that are being done by the administration of the Spirit. No mighty power today. No faith to lay hands on your brother or sister. No faith to lay hand on yourself. No faith to repudiate every power of hell. And yet they have faith or faiths, or they've been conditioned to act and to move like some beastly thing. with all kinds of movement. That is not the Spirit. The Spirit of Yahweh is not going to cause a woman that is dressed half naked to fall out and call and say, la da 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 da, and not tell her she's dressed like a Jezebel. Men dressed in short pants and women in hot pants, and they gathering and steaming, and they're praying in the spirit. They're praying in the spirit of darkness. And they go, da 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 da, and they're falling out. That is not the spirit. That's what many of these whore gatherings are. These T.D. Jakes, they're women conferences. Women with dresses up to here, and they're just shimmering and falling out. That is not the spirit of Yahweh. That is not Yahweh's anointing. That is the power of hell. They're serving the queen of heaven because they relish in their fleshly power and their womanhood. We take strength in the witness of Messiah. That's where our hope is. Not because we're men, white men, black men, brown, you're them, not at all. We take hope in the promise that Messiah has given unto us. And that hope is the witness of whom the Father is. We have confidence in that. He says unto them in verse 38 of the same chapter, he says, repent and be baptized every one of you all in the name of your sure Messiah for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Kudus Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. Now men today say, well, they know their, quote, Jesus. They baptize in Jesus' name, and they have the mighty power of the Spirit. When a man received that profound anointing, when a man received the profound anointing of Yahweh, it will lead him to the heights of the profound mysteries and the truths of Yahweh. And revelation will begin to proceed forth out of that man. Something is wrong, saints. What a nation that say that they know, quote, God, unquote, and they all have a God. The Baptists, the Episcopalians, the Unitarians, the Muslims, the blacks, the whites, the Germans, the Polish, the Kenyans, the Vietnamese, they all have their gods. And yet there is no revelation of this one that created all things. Who is he? What is he? If Messiah said that he's greater than him, then who is he? What is that one's name that you have a name? Tell me his name. The Spirit of Yahweh will lead us to truths, all truth. It will bring us to all truth, saints. Not partial truth, but it will lead us to all truth. They received the Spirit of Yahweh. They were baptized in that hope and that promise of your sure Messiah. Because they believed that he was the witness of the Father. Well, you must be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is not even what it says there. Wrong. Tell me what those that were baptized in the name of Jesus. What name were they baptized in? There's one name. It's one name that is supreme. And in that name you find the hope of salvation of the one that sent the one to witness of him that is able to save. For we know that only Yahweh, salvation, is of Yahweh. He saves, and I believe that.